Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers. It is Monday, June 12th, 2023, hour number two, coming up at the bottom of the hour at 2:30. Our good friend, wonderful Madisonian, and Wisconsin Latin jazz icon, Tony Castaneda, will be here to discuss the Tony Castaneda Latin Jazz Sextet's return to the iconic Cardinal Bar here in Madison. Now, I think 2 weeks in, I was there on the premiere night with my friends Kurt and Florsky. Great performance by the Latin Jazz Sextet. Also talking about Tony's connection to the Kenosha and Racine area, particularly important, and I think you'll find it interesting, for our folks listening down at WRJN, 1400 AM and 99.9 FM in Racine and Kenosha. I know there's a few, believe me, was at the Dem convention, state convention in Green Bay this weekend, heard from people who were not real happy, a little miffed that they have lost their oldies station in Racine and Kenosha. But we said, just give us a listen. Give us a chance. Tony Castaneda. That's going to be a name that will resonate with people in Racine and Kenosha. Stay tuned. He will be here at the bottom of the hour at 2:30 to talk about the Latin Jazz Sextet. Also, his advocacy for issues across the state of Wisconsin, and just the history of music across the state of Wisconsin. Really great guy. He also has a radio program on WORT, Wart Radio, community radio here in Madison, Wisconsin. I had the opportunity to be on his program on Wart last Thursday, and now he's returning the favor and coming on our show here today. Looking forward to that. Also talking about this breaking news story, courtesy of our very own Kristen Bry, host of As Goes Wisconsin. Can listen to it every day, 10 until noon, across the Civic Media Radio Network. Kristen Bry, Jane Matinere, great program. She was so kind as to forward me this just as we were going on the air last hour. The Republican Party of Wisconsin has sent out an email, a campaign fundraiser, and sent it to one of her friends who forwarded it on to her. It is legit. I have it in front of me. I'll leave the person's name out at the top. It says, "Dear Blank, we have some bad news for you. One of the largest liberal mega donors in Wisconsin just bought up 18 radio stations across the state. This purchase will result in the silencing." Silencing of Fox News programming, and it's being replaced with left-wing propaganda. Now, look, I'm going to stop there. I may be many things, but I am not a left-wing propagandist. I was born and raised in Richland Center, Wisconsin, a town of 5,000 people. My paternal grandparents were dairy farmers all their life. My maternal grandparents grew up on farms as well. No left-wing propaganda here. I hunt. I own firearms. I was part of the Republican Party for nearly 30 years. I helped elect more Republicans to the state, I have to admit, than probably 85 to 90% of the goose-stepping yahoos that'll be in La Crosse this weekend. I was there. I actually helped elect Republicans. I worked for Dale Schultz, the Senate Majority Leader in Wisconsin. A 98% Republican voter while I was in the Senate. I am many things. I am not a left-wing propagandist. So Brian Schimming, my good old friend Brian Schimming, who's now the chairman of the state Republican Party. I'll tell you, Brian, you know I am no left-wing propagandist. And yet this is where the Republican Party of Wisconsin is today. Sending out email fundraisers, attacking Civic Media Radio Network and the hosts, calling us left-wing propaganda. You want to know what the Republican Party is afraid of? The truth. The truth. That's why for so long they kept ignoring me. That's why I can't get Howard Markline, the chair of the co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee, to come on this program. Because he doesn't want to tell the truth. That's just a fact of it. Let's go to the phone lines. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Jeannie in Eau Claire. Jeannie, I will start out here. We may have to stop for the commercial break, but what say you?
Well, this is a news breaking story. It should be on every Golden News network in our country. I mean, come on. And you know, they do not want any language, any statements over the air that contradict what they say, because they go through the whole day and on numerous, even the evangelical stations, spreading lies. And if truth comes out stating something different than what they're saying, it will interrupt, I got a funny name for it, cognitive neuro-linguistic programming.
Yeah.
Where you say it over and over and over again, and you get it from different sources all day long. You have it in your head, but you don't know why. You can't justify it and that type of thing. So they don't want a break in what they're doing in the state of Wisconsin. And it shows they're pretty desperate. And they want to spread rumors before people even know about civic media. Well, it shows what they're up to.
That's right.
Thank you very much for your show.
We appreciate you listening up there at Eau Claire, the Tap 93.5 FM. Back with more. Don't go anywhere. Your phone calls after this on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show, pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. This is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Pursuing truth seems to be something that's gotten under the saddle, a burr under the saddle of the Wisconsin Republican Party, putting out a fundraising letter electronically within the last day or so, accusing civic media of being left-wing propaganda. As I said before the break, you're talking to a dude who spent 30 years almost in the Republican Party helping elect Republicans. I hunt. I own firearms. I grew up in a rural community. I am many things. Disorganized, kind of, you know, scatterbrained sometimes, you know, balding, yes. But a left-wing propagandist? No, not so much. Let's go to the phones. Karina in Milwaukee, thanks for joining the program. What say you?
Well, you know, guys, this is what I want to say. First of all, congratulations. You served under their radar. You know how it is that when you're under radar, no one really tells you anything bad or find about you anything bad because you are unknown. So now you are known. That's one. And this is congrats. And another thing is, this is the reason they didn't want your station on Republican, whatever the Republican meeting we're going to have in the summer, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that you are a threat. This is what it is. You are the threat because you show that Republicans the best function in chaos. Mm-hmm. You know, like some managers, they can fix stuff real good. They can do things real good, but what they do, they putting down the fires. This is not a management. This is not a governing. This is not ruling. This is the chaos. This is the anarchy which you wanted to take and represent like a way of governing the whole wonderful, huge, powerful country, and you destroying that. And you're showing it to people that this is not true. They liars.
Well, that's true. People,
I appreciate you.
Well, we appreciate you, Karina. We appreciate your listenership, your loyalty, and always appreciate you calling in. Karina in Milwaukee, thank you so much down there in Milwaukee, listening to us on the Shaw down there, 5:40 a.m. and 101.7 in Milwaukee, Waukesha. Thanks a lot, Karina. Also joining us right now via phone, and we appreciate it so much, my colleague from Speaking of the Shaw and across the Civic Media Radio Network, who broke this story, really, Kristen Bry, host of As Goes Wisconsin. Kristen, I can't thank you enough for getting this information out to us. Can you tell us, how did this come to you? And you don't have to name names, but how did you first find this?
It's funny that people are really riled up about this. Probably a good thing for me to make a TikTok about later.
Exactly.
But it's funny because I used to be on the listserv for the GOP. I think I might still be, but I get so many emails that it's like, the fundraising emails are kind of dime a dozen. And my friend Peter, I mean, I don't care. I don't think he cares either, because it's like anyone can be subscribed to the listserv.
By the way, I have been taken off the list. I'm off the list.
You've been like they took you off.
Oh, I no longer get the mailings of the. Oh no, they 30 years of the Republican Party, but you burn the bridge, you're gone, baby. So I don't get this stuff anymore. Go ahead.
You're like blocked from even. You're gonna get a new email. I think you could be sleuth about it. And
I've been canceled.
Get back on there if you wanted. But yeah, he just forwarded it to me, and I think I was checking my email during my show today, and I didn't talk about it on my show because we had guests, and it was just. Like timing didn't work out, but I thought it was funny, especially on the heels of when Kroot was on my show on Friday and said how our check had been returned from going to the GOP convention. And it's just because, for anyone listening to your show who may or may not listen to my show, I feel like you and I take similar approaches. I was not a lifelong Republican. But I certainly have invited Republicans to come on the show. I try to get conservatives to come on the show. I try to be pragmatic and talk about things because I think in a purple state, ultimately, even if you're super left, you're never going to get everything you want, right? Like
right.
So much of this is about compromise and so much of this is about solving problems instead of just pushing through a singular agenda from one point of view.
Right.
And so I want to be having those conversations. So I've invited a fair amount of, Republicans and center right people on my show. I've had less success of getting a lot of people to say yes. So it's just interesting to see that email used as a scare tactic of here comes liberal media. And it was the funniest thing about all this is that I thought all media was liberal media.
Well, Kristen, stay with us if you can just for a minute. Our boss, CEO and owner of Civic Media, Sage Weil, is joining us via Zoom. We appreciate it so much. To set this up for those that might just be joining us, this is an email that Kristen Bry from As Goes Wisconsin got. She has forwarded it to me. This is what the Republican Party of Wisconsin is trying to fundraise off at this hour. It says, quote, "We have some bad news for you. One of the largest liberal mega donors in Wisconsin just bought up 18 radio stations across the state. This purchase will result in the silencing of Fox News programming and is being replaced with left-wing propaganda. Accuses us of being similar to George Soros buying up radio stations and says that we have, being the Republican Party, have to fight back and offers people to send in $25 or $50. Sage, you and I, amongst our other colleagues, Mike Kroot and Jorge Reyes, and also Pat Kreitlow, were at the Democratic Convention in Green Bay, wondering, why won't Republicans allow us to be over here? I believe the answer has been given. What is your response?
Well, you're doing something that they're paying attention to when they start fundraising off of it.
Right.
I think that's one thing that has continually surprised me is that it doesn't really matter what happens. There's always an opportunity to go raise money. You have a Democrat who swears they're not going to do anything about guns, but they get elected and then you make a bunch of noise and suddenly people start buying guns. Or you have a Republican that gets elected and people are like, oh, great, now we can buy more guns. And then it's like, go buy guns. That's a really good question. I don't know.
I guess, first of all, let's just be speaking of the truth. You made no bones about it. You and your wife combined are one of the top five givers combined in Wisconsin for Democratic candidates. You make no bones about that.
No. I mean, I don't think that's going to be the case this year because I'm focusing in other places, certainly.
You haven't tried to hide that in any way. But to, when I had my interview, Kristen, you can speak for yourself. I have received zero directive from you as to what I can and can't say other than FCC violations. Kristen, for you?
Yeah, same.
So, I mean, you're not telling your employees an agenda here other than you literally told me, Todd, tell the truth and do it with integrity. That's it.
Yeah. And I think if anything, I've encouraged you to speak to the entire electorate and not to progressive base. I don't want, this is not progressive radio. Like, that's not the point. And that's not, if we just tell liberals what they want to hear, that's not accomplishing anything.
And that's why I'm so excited. Kristen, you and I have had these conversations. That's what I think we're passionate about. And I think our shows are similar. We're unique people, but we're just trying to get to the truth, right?
Absolutely.
Sage. Oh, Kristen. No, that's fine. Kristen, what? I guess go ahead, Kristen. This is not. You don't have a partisan bent to this. You have no personal agenda from a political standpoint. Yes or no?
No, I say this pretty openly. I'm really not trying to carry water for the Democrats. I try to talk about the actual problems that need to get solved. And certainly, I think my utopia aligns more with a lot of things that Democrats run on. But I think that's one of the things when I first met Sage was a lot of the stuff that I would love to see done, like ranked choice voting, final five voting, more parties than just a two-party system, like, a lot of that kind of stuff as far as actually making people's voices heard and having more competition in our democratic process is like what I care a lot more than just, you know, the cringiest thing I ever see is vote blue, no matter who, if I'm going to be totally honest.
And, you know, as a former Republican, I'm sure I retweeted that several times, you know, because I believe in democracy. I think, Sage, you've said this before. I think I don't want to put words in your mouth. Speak for yourself. If there's any agenda out there, it's preserving democracy for everyone, regardless of partisan affiliation.
It's called civic media for a reason, right? I mean, we want to uphold the principles of democracy. We want to bring facts to our listeners. We want to engage them. We want to educate them about what's happening in their communities. And I'd like to help them learn what they can do and what power they have to actually change and do whatever we can to make what elected representatives who do have more responsive to their constituents.
I said
that's my agenda, and that's not a big D Democrat
small
agenda.
D.
That's a small D Democrat agenda, right?
I said this earlier. You and I were at the Democratic Big D convention up in Green Bay, and we had people coming up to us asking that they hadn't heard of Civic. And we were telling them, look, it's focused on community first, covering school boards, local events first, then having a network that could just tell the truth. And I'm not sure you can speak for yourself. I didn't have any Democrats say, oh, we don't want that. It has to be all Democratic partisan slant. They like the truth.
Absolutely. Yeah, they're not afraid of it, right? And I think that's the thing that keeps getting to me. I can't figure out why they don't want us to be there. I don't know if they think that we're going to like make some sort of show or something, but like I want to go to the Republican convention just to better understand like where they're coming from and like what they're saying. I think that the thing that strikes me from the outside about the party is that it's set up so that everybody in the tent like has to toe the party line. And I can't believe that the individuals who are actually elected believe everything or like are actually feel that way or would vote that way if they had the freedom to vote their conscience, right? Like one interesting tidbit, and I would love for somebody who knows more about this to educate me more, was that, you know, when the campaign finance laws were changed, there's still a cap. It's higher, but there's a cap on how much you can contribute to an individual candidate or campaign, but you can make unlimited contributions to the party, and the party can make unlimited contributions to candidates, and that is used as a tool to keep everyone in the caucus in line. Because if you don't vote the way that the party leadership says you need to vote, then they're going to cut off your funding and they're going to replace you with somebody else that will. And I don't know to what extent that's actually true, but I have to believe even among the Democrats too, like they're all for the Democratic Party, blah, blah, so on and so forth. But individually, they also want a multi-party system and ranked choice voting, and they want all those things in order to make government more responsive. And it just so happens that, you know, being a Democrat in their situation is the best way that they can effectuate that in the current circumstances.
I texted Sage earlier. I said I am a twice loser for state assembly as a Republican in this state. And one thing that people like Brian Schimming, who is currently the party chair, who I know well, people like Tommy Thompson, a Republican who is not a left-wing propagandist, the thing they would tell you is when you wake up and the day that your opponent, particularly an incumbent, is attacking you on radio and TV and in the press, that's the day that you know you've made it because you're starting to make a difference and they have poll numbers. So congratulations, Sage. Using a Republican lens, you've made it. You made it. Kristen Bry, you're on every day from 8 until 10 with Jay Matinier, As Goes Wisconsin. Great show. People should check it out.
10 till 12.
All right, what did I say? Sorry, 10 to 12. Not looking at my nose. 10 to 10 to 12.
See, I'm still getting used to it, Todd.
I know. 10 to 12. Sage Weil, our CEO of Civic Media. Thank you both. Stay with us. Tony is next. A little Latin jazz on the Civic Media Radio Network. Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 2:34 on a Monday, the 12th of June, 2023. Welcome back in. I could sit and listen to that music all day and all night long. I have on occasion. As a matter of fact, a couple of weeks ago. Our guest this half hour for the remainder of the show. This is fantastic. We appreciate him so very much. Tony Castaneda, who is a Wisconsin Latin jazz icon. His band, the Tony Castaneda Latin Jazz Sextet, returned to a residency at the Cardinal Bar here in Madison. And for our Madison listeners, I'm sure for many across the state, Tony, that is a great, great piece of news. Tony, welcome in. Thanks for being here.
Todd, thank you so much. And this is so cool being here at WMDX on the west side of Madison.
Yeah. We're going to be downtown in a bit. We're just still working on the studios down there.
Well, this is almost downtown now.
Oh, too. Right. So, right?
Yeah, where we are. Hey, that's great. Thanks for the invite.
Yeah, absolutely. For those who might not know you, because we're going to places like Green Bay and Hayward and Amory and Wausau and Richland Center, and you're well known, obviously, in Madison and I think in Milwaukee as well. But for those who don't know you or haven't heard of you, give folks just a little bit of the Tony resume, kind of where you grew up and how you got into Latin jazz.
Well, first of all, I do know Hayward. And we have played in Green Bay, and we're going to be playing up in Stevens Point for the Riverfront Jazz Festival in August. Nice. So, yeah,
Well, that's fantastic.
I love all of Wisconsin. But, yeah, I was, born and raised in Racine, Wisconsin, over there on the southeast side, mm-hmm. Right in between Milwaukee and Chicago. Right. So I had a very worldly upbringing, listening to all the TV and radio stations out of Milwaukee and Chicago. So that's why people from Racine are so smart.
So how did you get into music? Was it something your family did? What was it?
I mean, growing up, I had my uncle Nacio. Mm-hmm. If you believe it or not, in the 50s and 60s, they had a huge a Latin orchestra that would travel around of Milwaukee, Chicago, and, you know, the Midwest area. Mm-hmm. They used to practice at my aunt's house when we were kids, and it was always cool because we'd hear him in the basement. It was a big band, horns and everything, and it was a Latin jazz, it wasn't Latin jazz, I guess, at the time. It was kind of, but it was big dance music. So really, there's Latin music and Latin musicians have been in Wisconsin for a long time, as long as Mexicans and Puerto Ricans and whatever have been.
And by the way,
Wisconsin.
Yesterday, I believe, was National Puerto Rican Day.
It sure was.
Yeah.
Happy Puerto Rican Day to all my Boricua friends out there.
There you go.
So, yeah, and my dad was a musician also, but of course, everybody had to work, mm-hmm. And my dad was a machinist at American Motors for like 39 years, mm-hmm. retired from there. And but he was a musician, and now that he's in his 90s, and he's once he retired, he started playing music again also.
Really?
So he plays guitar, he plays piano, he's trained himself now on accordion at this stage of the game, you know. So it's cool. And to go back to my uncle, I grew up a large family of nine kids in our family, and my uncle, when we were very young, tried to put instruments in our hands. My oldest brother, Bob, he bought him a drum set, and Bob dug it for a minute. And my brother, another older brother, Dave, played trumpet, and he played it for a little while, but he got me a trumpet, which was my first instrument, was trumpet, and I stuck with it. I took lessons. I played in a municipal marching band as a kid, and I played in a drum and bugle corps also, the Racine Scouts, 69 and 70, and so that was my first instrument. It was a trumpet and a cornet, if you will, and a bugle, if that's what they called them back in the day.
Yeah. A drum and bugle corps has a rich history, Tony, in Wisconsin.
Well, in Racine, right? Racine actually used to be the drum corps capital of the world. Mm-hmm. And that goes way back to, it had a lot to do with the factory life down there. And everybody had jobs, and we were known to have the oldest drum and bugle corps in the country, which was the Boys of 76. It was a senior corps. We had the Kilties, of course, and we had the junior Kilties. We had the Chrome Domes, which is what I was in, and the junior scouts. And we had a woman's drum and bugle corps, too, all-girl drum and bugle corps. Wow. And I'm talking, this is in the 60s, you know, 50s mm-hmm. and 60s. Mm-hmm. So, unfortunately, though, when the city... You know, when we lost our manufacturing sector in the 80s, we lost about 20% of our population at that time. And, of course, a lot of people left. The jobs left. And we're still kind of recovering from that now down in Racine. And I think that had a lot to do with the death of drum and bugle corps, because a lot of working class kids could be in drum and bugle corps without, having to pay a lot of money and all this. So that, and they were sponsored a lot by a lot of the factories down there. As a matter of fact, Racine, in case you didn't know, had more manufacturing headquarters in the 50s and 60s than any place in the country.
Really?
Believe it or not.
I did not know
Look that. It up, everybody. I did read that a long time ago. I was doing some research, but it's... we did.
So help us understand, because I was in jazz band. I grew up in a little town of 5,000 people, Richland Center in southwest Wisconsin, 99% white. But, jazz was something, as they say, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, it's really the only true music that was created in America, besides Native American music, which, of course, that's a mm-hmm. whole other, story. But music that was created besides Native American music, jazz was it, right? I mean, New Orleans. And so when was this fusion with Latin jazz? And kind of explain it to us, jazz meets Latin jazz.
Well, you could go back and talk to people like Tito Puente, who we had the honor of actually opening up for Tito Puente back in 1993 when he came to Madison. That was that was with a different band I had, but we got to open up for him, which was there's some funny stories there. But
what was he like?
Well, he was great. Those guys were like a bunch of clowns. They were like us, except older, because they were just goofing around and pulling pranks on each other. And they were going till 2 or 3 in the morning, I got to tell you.
Wow.
But anyhow, he talks about the merger between jazz and Latin and salsa, I guess, if you will, Latin music. In New York, back in the old days, there'd be like a Latin club a couple blocks down from the jazz clubs, and the jazz clubs would have their jazz, and during the breaks, the Latin musicians would go over to the jazz club, and they'd sit in, and during the jazz guys' breaks, they would they'd go on over to the Latin club and sit in, and it was kind of how it merged and came together. And of course, a lot of jazz people started using incorporating the Afro-Cuban elements and the Afro-Cuban rhythmic elements, especially in the instrumentation, the congas and the timbales and bongo. Mm. And yeah, that's why, you know, Cal Jader, of course, is a one of the, what shall I say, forerunners, along with Tito Puente and Mango Santamaria and all those guys, and Dizzy Gillespie and Chano Pozo had a lot of, what shall I say, mergers. And yeah, so that's kind of how that happened and back in those days. So yeah,
it's fascinating music. Like I said, I could sit, just my favorite music. So I'm not just saying that because you're sitting here. My friends know that that's true. It's just the kind of music that's, I think, accessible to everyone, and it tells a story. You know, I won't go into the whole story, but former President Obama told one of his speechwriters. The speechwriter told it, I think, on Colbert here a year ago or so, and it used Miles Davis as to like how Obama wanted his speeches written. And he said, you listen to Miles Davis, and it's not all tens. There's some fours and some fives in there, some sixes. So when you get to a 10, it really sounds like something. And I think that music is a universal language. So, I mean, it's something that everybody is, it's accessible for everybody, right?
Yeah, definitely.
It's great stuff. So the Cardinal Bar, got like 3 minutes left before the break here.
Oh, okay. Minutes. Well, let's just talk about the Cardinal Bar.
You're back, Cardinal Bar, you're back there after 25 years.
Yeah, yeah. It's opened in 1975. Well, it actually opened in 1908, but Ricardo Gonzalez opened it in 1975. They had he introduced Latin music to Madison, not only through the bar, but also he did a program on WORT, a listener-sponsored community radio station in Madison, which still is around. And he did a Latin music program on there, La Junta. So he was very instrumental in the introduction of Latin music in the Madison scene. This is way back in the 70s. So, and I had a band at the time. It was called Olmeca. And we started in 1977, 78. We used to play at the Cardinal. And also he had another bar a block away called Rick Savannah Club. And we were the house band there on Friday nights for a long time.
25 years, right?
At the other place.
Yeah. Okay.
No, our current group then started in 1998, so we're celebrating 25 years. Wow. And we started playing at the Cardinal Bar on Sunday nights. We had a residency there for like 15 years. And on Sunday nights, it started late. It ended even later. We had some great musicians that would come down and sit in with us, Grammy Award-winning musicians, wow. Jerry Gonzalez, John Santos, all these, you know, Chucho Valdez, guys would come in. The band Los Lobos was in town doing a concert. They came down one night, and
that's awesome.
We just hung out till like 4 a.m. with those guys. It was great. So yeah, that's how my current group started back 25 years ago. So how are we doing on time?
Well, we got like 2 minutes left here.
Oh, well, that was only 1 minute. It's amazing what you can say in one minute.
I know you're a pro. When we come back, we're going to talk about Tony also has a radio program on WORT, which he was kind enough to have me on last week. We'll talk more about that after the break, but 3 minutes left, Aaron just told me. So we got 3 minutes left.
All right. Well,
so you've got the bar kind of reopens here. And it's a rebirth, right? It's
certainly a rebirth. Ricardo sold it maybe 4 or 5 years ago to some folks out of Milwaukee, the guys that own the Nomad, which is a real nice place in Milwaukee. And they've had a lot of world music down there. They bought the Cardinal Bar. Did not go that well. It was they actually ended up moving their bar down to Gorham Street, further downtown. The bar has sat empty for like 3 years, so it was in need of a lot of love, if you will. And the new owners, I'm very happy. It's five young folks in town. Well, younger than me and you,
right?
All right, They decided to call it the Cardinal Bar. They got Ricardo's blessing, and they shined it up, cleaned it up, moved the stage, did some other things, got a new sound system in there. Mm-hmm. They're going to have music again, and, of course, the first thing they did is asked for my band to come back. So we're very happy to say that we've been playing for the last couple of weeks. We're doing every Thursday, again, happy hour, 5:30 to 7:30. We don't want to do that Sunday, 9:30 p.m. till 3 p.m. It's takes a lot out of you,
yeah, right.
Especially on a weekly basis. But it's great to have a residency again.
Yeah.
Residencies are great for bands because you can you learn new music, you practice, you know, you're there. We don't tell anyone, but we practice there while we're playing live. So if you want to come and see what jazz is all about, I mean, well, that's the way it should be. It's like, hey, somebody brings a chart or somebody says, here, listen to this thing during the week. I'll bring some charts, which doesn't do me any good because I don't read them. Well, I'm playing congas and percussion.
Right, right.
So it's just, you know, that's it. That's what we do, and that's what jazz should be. It's like, all right, let's try this. And so if you come on a Thursday, of course, there's no cover charge, but if you come on a Thursday, you should be able to, hear us.
Well, that's
the riffing, if you will.
And we're going to hear a little bit on the way out here of Tony Castagneda and his Latin Jazz Sextet. We're going to be back more with Tony after this. Thursday nights, 5:30 to 7:30. It's a great time, great tapas, great appetizers and drinks. Above all, great Latin jazz. Back with more after this with Tony. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. That is 2:50 time and temperature sign. That is the great music of Tony Castagneda and his Latin Jazz Sextet. Tony Castagneda, Wisconsin Latin Jazz icon, a multi-talented guy. As it turns out, we appreciate him being here with us on this half hour on this Monday afternoon. Tony, want to talk a little bit because, again, multi-talented, not just a musician, you're a radio guy too. And as I said, you were kind enough to have me on your show last week. For people, our listeners in Madison, you can hear the program every Thursday from when to when of the time.
It's from 8 to 9 a.m. It's just a one-hour show. I've been doing it for over 30 years now.
Yeah.
And WRT, of course, has been around since 1975. I was here when it started. I had friends that were working on the organizing of that station, and we've gone through a lot of things, but we've survived, and we're doing strong, and we're doing good. It's a combination of a lot of music. We've got some of the greatest music shows in town put on. We got great country music on Wednesday mornings from 9 to 12. Bill Malone, who was the author of Country Music USA, he was also in the Ken Burns documentary about country music. He was the only, non-musician on that show.
Mm-hmm.
Rockin' John does a great rock show on Saturday nights from 6 to 8. I mean, we've got just a lot of great music. And we combine that with a little bit of talk and BSing like we do on my show on Thursday mornings. And we have our own news department, which is a very great news department. We're able to compile a daily news show that goes from 6 to 7, 4 nights a week. And we also have an afternoon talk show on. And, I'm very happy to be there. And it's, you know me, I like to address a lot of the political issues of the day, and that's why I had you on last week. I am so happy that Civic Media is on here and that there's 18 stations throughout the state of Wisconsin and that the Republican Party has all got their undies in a bundle.
We were talking about that last hour. The Republican Party put out a fundraiser on Civic Media attacking Civic, saying that we are silencing Fox News and conservative voices.
Well,
and of course,
good.
You know, I mean, that's been happening the other way around for 20 plus years, and calling all left-wing propagandists. Well, I said, I'm many things, Tony, but as a guy who spent 30 years in the Republican Party and worked for a guy like Dale Schultz, who you know, I am not a left-wing propagandist.
No, you are not. And but were you behind also all the new automakers not putting AM radios in their in their cars now? What's up with that? I'm surprised.
I mean, I'm a guy who grew up. My first job after my paper route delivering the Wisconsin State Journal, my next job was in high school. I had the audacity, a kid born with a speech impediment. I went down to WRCO and asked for a job, and they hired me. And so small town radio was like, you know, my first gig, AM radio. And so I'm a big proponent of it. And so I'm glad that Ford has reversed that decision and is going to put AM radios in their new cars.
All right.
So
I mean, you got to listen to something, right?
Right, exactly, exactly. I want to make sure we get it in, so let's go to it now. You have a golf outing, a fundraiser.
Oh, yes.
Make sure, let's get that
this
in.
This is one of the other things that I do. Is I like to do community work, but
yeah.
Sunday, June 25th, it's the 33rd annual Harmony Bar Golf Outing. Now, talk about bars that have gone through transitions or whatever. Harmony Bar has got new owners now from since a year ago, gone through a lot of things. But the 33rd annual Harmony Bar Golf Outing is, and it benefits Commonwealth Development. Commonwealth Development is a community organization that's been around 40-something years, and they do a lot of housing development, not only affordable rents and whatever, but they have a program to help first-time home buyers buy houses. They do youth programming. They got after-school stuff. They got youth employment programs. And, yeah, they've just been an institution in the Madison area. Not only that, they're the ones who organized the Willie Street Fair. So this golf outing is Sunday, June 25th. You can go to cwd.golf/org.
Okay.
or got something it. Like that.
All right.
You can go to Commonwealth Development thing website and you can sign up. We're looking for some more foursomes. So we would like to fill up the board there at the Harmony Bar. But like I said, this golf outing has been going on for 33 years.
Commonwealth Development and Tony, housing, we've talked about it on this show. I'm sure you've talked about it on your show. Housing is something that's a crunch all across the state. Affordable housing and access to it.
Yes, it's it's not pretty right now, actually. You're out there, if you're renting especially.
And this is one of the things I love about Tony. I mean, I love your music first and foremost. I mean, one of the earliest times I remember seeing you down at Memorial Terrace at campus and hearing your band of friends, I was blown away. But in 2015, when I had a little coffee shop and I had my 15 minutes of fame being anti-Republican, Tony comes in a leather jacket, and I think he had sunglasses on, and he said, "Are you Todd Alball?" I said, I thought, oh, my God, this guy's going to beat the crap out of me. And I said, yeah. And he comes over, and he puts his arm around me, and he says, "Thanks." And you know, it was really then we became even better friends, and I knew you more. And you are an activist, Tony. You're somebody who uses your popularity, your talents for good, not just in music, but just, we got about 3 minutes left here, some of the social causes that are near and dear to your heart.
Mm-hmm. Well, I probably owe it to my parents a lot, because they were always activists, and they were active in getting out the Mexican-American vote in Racine. Yeah, whatever. My father was a former migrant worker from Texas, you know, and that's how they moved up there. Same with my mother's family. And but they were always politically active in the good cause and for the good cause. You know, my father worked on Les Aspin's campaign or whatever. Yep. I remember Les Aspin coming to our humble house and talking to us and hanging out with us. And so it's just, you know, something that I not only me, but pretty much my whole family and even my children, I think, are kind of following in the same footsteps. And it's just, you got to be community-minded. You got to be thinking about what's good for everybody, you know. And so, yeah, and I'm, you know, whatever. I'm not a fan of capitalism. But also, you know, it doesn't seem to be working too well for the majority of the people here. But, yeah.
Our producer, Aaron Zomer, has found the site. If you want to be part of that, the Harmony Bar Golf Outing, it's cwd.org/golf. cwd.org/golf. Tony Castaneda, thank you so much, my friend.
Todd,
thanks
for having me. And go Civic Media and keep on going. I'm going to have to listen to your show every once in a while when I'm not listening to work.
Well, be able to listen to Tony as well in Madison, WORT, every
Thursday,
Cardinal
8 Bar.
To 9.
Cardinal Bar.
And Cardinal Bar, Thursdays, 5:30 to 7:30.
Right,
I've been
on
there a couple weeks ago. I hope to get back this week and many, many more. Tony Castaneda.
Thank you, man.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you, my friend. Right. Be with us tomorrow. Stay tuned now. Matt Flynn Direct is coming up next across the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be back with more tomorrow. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you to Sage Weil. Thank you to our colleague, Kristen Bry, as well, from As Goes Wisconsin, every morning from 10 until noon, for them being on the show. And above all, thank you for being our guests and listening to us across Civic Media. Remember, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging on your drum. Banging on your drum.